Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you feel like everything supporting your digital life, your home router, the cloud, everything, is just suddenly accelerating. Well, you're right. But it's not just raw speed changing. The intelligence itself, it's spreading out, getting faster everywhere.
Yeah, it's the AI effect, basically ripping through the whole data stack, top to bottom. For this deep dive, we gathered quite a stack of sources, everything from the consumer price war on Gen 5 SSDs, you know, the really fast ones.
Leading edge stuff.
Right? All the way up to enterprise AI NAND strategies and these huge upgrades to NAS operating systems.
So our mission today, give you the clearest picture of what this relentless AI demand actually means for the data pipeline. We're tracking three big trends: AI moving to the edge, your network, your storage, then the crazy storage speed war that results, and finally, those crucial infrastructure updates giving us, well, unprecedented power and flexibility.
Exactly. This is the deep dive to get you totally current, so you understand what's driving, you know, your gaming latency, but also those billion-dollar decisions happening in data centers.
Okay, let's jump right in. That first trend, AI isn't just in the cloud anymore. It's coming home. It's moving right to the edge.
And the device that really hammered this home for me was the Asus R Rapture GTB 1000 AI.
The world's first AI router, they're calling it. And yeah, it's way more than just fast Wi-Fi 7.
Oh, definitely. What's wild is the power inside this thing. A dedicated AI core, 32 gigs of storage built in. And this is the kicker, Docker engine integration.
Docker on a router.
Yep, your router isn't just pushing packets around anymore. It's running containerized apps right there.
Okay, that sounds incredibly flexible. But hang on, running Docker containers on a home router, isn't that like a huge new security headache waiting to happen for most people?
That's a really fair question, a critical one, actually. The idea is you consolidate your smart home stuff, run EdGuard locally, maybe something like Frigate for AI video analysis.
You know? Right, keep it local.
And performance is key. They talk about an AI game boost, cutting latency by up to 34% because the AI is local, not relying on the cloud. But yeah, absolutely. It shifts the security responsibility squarely onto the user. Power and responsibility, right?
And they've got that Wi-Fi insight too, which goes beyond just checking channels. It's doing full spectrum analysis, finding interference from non-Wi-Fi sources.
Exactly. It just shows intelligence is now a core feature of the network hardware itself.
And it's not just routers. AI power is showing up in mini PCs too, becoming portable, distributed, like the Sapphire Edgy AI series.
Tiny little boxes, but running AMD Ryzen AI 300 series chips.
The key thing for you listening is the NPU, the neural processing unit. These small devices are pushing, what, 50 TOPS?
Up to 50 TOPS, yeah. Trillions of operations per second. That's the metric for local AI tasks. And these are aimed right at edge intelligence. Think retail analytics, healthcare imaging, smart automation, processing data right where it's created. No round trip to the cloud needed.
And if you scale that idea up, QNAP's got this beast, the TVS AIA 1688 ATX AI NAS. That's a serious enterprise edge AI play.
Oh, it's a monster. Hybrid storage design. Intel Core Ultra chips with MPUs doing up to 36 TOPS. It can handle up to 192 gigs of DDR5 ECC RAM.
Wow.
And it holds 12 hard drives plus 4 U.2 NVMe SSDs. This thing is built for managing those huge low-latency data sets you need for serious AI model work and virtualization.
And it's running QuantTS Hero, their ZFS-based OS, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is ZFS so important here, specifically for AI?
Data integrity. You absolutely cannot afford data corruption when you're training or running massive AI models. ZFS checksums everything, constantly scrubs data, heals itself. When you're talking petabytes, that stability, that self-healing, it's non-negotiable.
Right, so it's clear. Whether it's a tiny GMK Tech NUC box supporting 16 terabytes or a big QNAP system, AI compute is becoming portable, distributed, expected everywhere.
Okay, so if AI is moving to the edge in routers and PCs, the pipeline feeding it data needs to be incredibly fast. Which brings us to the storage speed wars.
Okay.
Gen 5 SSDs specifically.
Yeah, we're seeing a real showdown right around that 15 gigabyte per second mark. Like the Corsair MP700 PRO XT reads up to 14,900 millibits. Writes up to 14,500 millibits. Crazy numbers.
And they even shrunk it down for smaller devices, the MP700 MyCRO.
But what's interesting, that 14.9 gigabytes number, that's basically the physical limit of the PCIe Gen 5x4 interface.
Pretty much hitting the ceiling. Everyone's maxing out the theoretical speed.
Yeah.
So the speed war kind of over before it began, and the price war started immediately.
You can really see that with the PNY CS3250. It matches Corsair's read speed, nearly identical write speed, to the price.
Yeah, the price difference is stark. PNY's 1 terabyte drive is, what, $126? Compared to Corsair at $160.
It's a $35 difference for essentially the same top-tier performance.
It's happening fast. We always say speed gets cheap eventually, but this is the fastest consumer storage ever, and it's already super competitive. Great news for you, the consumer.
And this whole speed race, driven by AI, tells us general-purpose storage isn't enough anymore. If speed's maxed out, the next battles are density and specialization, which leads us to SK Hynix and their AI and AN strategy.
Exactly. The industry is admitting storage needs to specialize, just like CPUs and GPUs have. They've split AIN into three main types.
Okay, let's break them down. AINP is for performance.
Right. Focus purely on minimizing bottlenecks for large-scale AI inference. Consistency is key there. Then AMD for density. This one's interesting for cost.
Targeting petabyte scale.
Yeah, PB level density. Trying to get HDD cost effectiveness, but with SSD speed. Big goal.
But AINB for bandwidth. That sounds like the real innovation.
I think so too. It uses something called hybrid bonding fabric, HBF, to stack NAND vertically. Think about it. They're taking the structural ideas from HBM, you know, high bandwidth memory, that super fast, expensive RAM next to GPU.
Right, the really high-end stuff.
And applying it to cheaper NAND flash. It's all about bridging that memory and capacity gap for these exploding large language models.
It just shows every single part of the chain is being rethought for AI. We're seeing SanDisk align their enterprise drives, like the 16TB SN861, with OCP standards for the AI data cycle.
And RAM speeds are keeping pace, too. InnoDisk pushing DDR5 7200 RGIMs. That 12.5% speed bump supports those demanding edge AI servers we mentioned.
Okay, all the speed is great for vendors, but it also brings us to a pretty major warning point we found.
Yeah, we absolutely need to talk about the Western Digital SMR issue. If you built a budget NAS or maybe a RAID array around 2020, specifically using WD Blue or Red drives, the 2, 3, 4, or 6 terabyte models, you need to listen closely here.
Data recovery firms are reporting unusually high failure rates.
And it seems fundamentally tied to the SMR, the shingled magnetic recording, design itself. SMR gets density by overlapping tracks like shingles on a roof, fine for archiving.
But terrible for rewrites.
Exactly. When data needs heavy, rapid rewriting, like during a RAID rebuild, or just heavy NAS use SMR struggles badly, rewriting one track forces data movement on adjacent tracks. It causes massive latency, can make the array time out, and eventually fail.
So the advice is, check those older drives. Listen for any clicking, grinding noises, critical stuff for consumers. But connecting this back to the financials, despite these SMR issues at the consumer level, the big guys, WD and Seagate, they're doing really well.
Oh, incredibly well. WD reported Q1 2026 revenue above guidance. Cloud demand, AI acceleration, they even raised their dividend 25%.
And Seagate, similar story. Strong Q1 results, ramping up their next-gen Mosaic AMR drives, that's heat-assisted magnetic recording.
They're now qualified with 5 of the biggest cloud providers, citing the same AI growth driver. The demand for stable, huge capacity, even with older SMR warnings, is just massive.
Okay, let's pivot from hardware risk to software power, because the operating systems managing our data are making huge leaps. TrueNAS 25.0 GoldEye looks like a revolution.
The standout feature, no question, is NVMe over fabric support. NVMe-FF, specifically using RDMA remote direct memory access.
Allowing direct communication. Bypassing the CPU?
Precisely. Storage array talks directly to the server's memory, cuts out huge amounts of latency. The performance is extreme.
And the number they tested, it's kind of mind-blowing.
Oh, for 75 gigabytes per second read bandwidth. From a single appliance. Feeding AML workloads, that doesn't just break network storage barriers. It kind of breaks the idea of network storage latency. It makes the NAS perform like local storage for AI clusters. That speed is why we see this push to intelligent edge storage.
And they're clearly targeting that enterprise AI space too, with the data hypervisor, KVM virtualization on their HA appliances, and a new versioned API for predictable integration.
Meanwhile, on the prosumer side, Unraid OS 7.2.0 delivered some much-needed quality of life stuff.
A fully responsive web interface, finally, works properly on mobile. It's huge.
Definitely. And they finally addressed a big ZFS limitation on Unraid, RAID Z expansion. Now you can expand ZFS pools one drive at a time. Much more flexibility.
Hairmaster's also upping their game. TOS 7 preview shows a massive UI overhaul, much faster search.
And for the power users, developer mode with full root access and VM support, giving people the control they want.
And one last point here on infrastructure vendor accountability. QNAP's participation in PUO in 2025 was a great example.
Yeah, this wasn't just fixing bugs after the fact. They were working with researchers during the competition, pushing temporary patches through their malware remover app before PUO even ended. That's rapid response. That's accountability. Really essential these days.
All right. AI at the edge, check. Insanely fast storage, check. How do we actually connect all this stuff reliably? Let's look at networking's next wave, starting with Wi-Fi 8. TP-Link had a successful prototype test.
Yeah, and interestingly, while the max speed stays at 23 Gbps, same as Wi-Fi 7, the real focus for Wi-Fi 8 seems to be stability and coverage, especially in crowded places.
The key tech sounds like unequal modulation, UEQM. Sounds complicated. What does that mean for, you know, us?
It solves that really annoying problem where one slow, distant device on your network drags everyone else's speed down. UEQM basically tailors the data rate to each specific device's signal quality. So good signal, fast speed, weak signal, slower speed, but it doesn't penalize the whole network. Everyone gets more consistent performance.
Okay, that makes sense. And they also mentioned enhanced long range, ELR.
Right, that's about making sure those low power smart home gadgets, maybe far from the router, stay reliably connected. Better reach.
And if you're building one of those local AI clusters we talked about, physical hardware flexibility is key. HighPoint's got this Rocket 1624A PCIe Gen 5 switch adapter.
Oh, yeah, that thing is smart. It addresses a real physical bottleneck for, what, about $900?
$899, yeah.
It takes one valuable PCIe Gen 5x16 slot and effectively splits it into 2x8 ports. So you can connect a bunch of NVMe SSDs for software-defined storage, like with TrueNAS, but also GPUs or other AI accelerators. It lets you mix and match in smaller server boxes without needing a giant motherboard. Really useful for edge AI setups.
Okay. I want to wrap this section with a huge win for installers, prosumers, hobbyists. I'm calling it SFP Liberation Day.
Huh. You're talking about the Ubiquiti price cuts.
Exactly. They slashed prices on their SFP and QSFP fiber modules, like up to 1,000% cheaper than the usual suspects in some cases. Massive cut.
That alone is big news. But they paired it with this little $49 gadget, the SFT Wizard.
Tell us about the Wizard.
It's this pocket-sized tool, lets you instantly check if a module is working, and this is the huge part, reprogram any brand's SFP or QSFP module to work with any brand's switch.
Wow, so just universal compatibility.
Essentially, yeah. It basically obliterates vendor lock-in for those common network modules. A massive step for network freedom. Hashtag tag outro.
So let's pull it all together. Our mission was to see how AI is reshaping the whole data stack, and the answer seems pretty clear. Yeah, high-speed access is critical, but it's now coming with more stability, more customization, more flexibility than ever before.
We've seen AI spreading out, right down to routers and mini PCs, all needing low latency. We saw Gen 5 storage hitting that 14.9 gigabit speed limit and immediately becoming a price war, shifting focus to density.
And the software, the core infrastructure like TrueNAS hitting 75 gig RIBs over the network, or Unraid adding ZFS expansion, it's all evolving incredibly fast to handle these huge local workloads.
Right. So whether you're setting up a massive AI training cluster or just, you know, worried about an old SMR drive failing in your home NAS, the common threads are speed, stability, and wanting control over your data.
Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with. We see giants like Seagate and WD making bank, driven by AI demand. At the same time, there's huge investment in specialist tech like SK Hynix's AI NAND, and OS features like TrueNAS NVMe of delivering basically local speed over the network. Given how fast AI is demanding local processing, massive low latency storage, what does this really mean for the future of the big centralized cloud? How soon before this newly intelligent edge actually starts to overtake the core?